语课堂听 class.com。
Part 3. Interpreting. Instructions. Listen to the following passages and start interpreting at the end of each segment. Sentence 1.
俄罗斯科学家为人类文明的进步做出了卓越的贡献。现在，俄罗斯在许多关键科技领域仍居世界先进行列。
Sentence 2.
人类在认识和利用自然方面取得的每一项重大成就，莫不与科学技术的发展密切相关。
Sentence 3.
There is no doubt that the magic of chip capability delivered through the advanced microprocessor allows us to think of applications which never would have been possible before.
Sentence 4.
The PC industry is one of the few industries that can deliver lower price equipment at the same time as improving the capabilities.
Passage 1.
江泽民在新西伯利亚科学城会见科技界人士时的讲话。朗读樊志军。尊敬的各位学者、女士们、先生们，久闻新西伯利亚有座科学城，百闻不如一见。你们的科研实力和研究气氛给我留下深刻印象。我曾长期在科技部门工作，可以说我们是同行，同行相见，倍感亲切。俄罗斯是世界科技大国，俄罗斯科学家为人类文明的进步做出了卓越的贡献。现在，俄罗斯在许多关键科技领域仍居世界先进行列。新西伯利亚科学城是一个著名的、实力雄厚的科学基地，在数学、物理、生物、化学等基础学科领域，在能源综合利用、环境保护、核技术等应用领域，你们都取得了大量世界水平的科研成果。一个170万人口的城市，拥有约100个各类研究所、20所高校、数万名科研人员，这在全世界也是少见的。人类文明的进程越来越深刻地证明，科学技术是第一生产力，是经济发展和社会进步的重要推动力量。人类在认识和利用自然方面取得的每一项重大成就，莫不与科学技术的发展密切相关。人类的智慧无有穷尽，科学技术作为这种智慧的一座光芒四射的灯塔，经过无数科学家们的艰辛努力，正在不断地透过层层叠嶂照耀到更高的群峰之上。20世纪是科学技术空前辉煌和科学理性充分发展的世纪，人类创造了历史上最为巨大的科学成就和物资财富，相对论和量子论的诞生，50年代半导体技术的突破和脱氧核糖核酸双螺旋结构的发现，引发了世界科学技术的迅猛发展。原子能技术、空间技术、微电子与信息技术、生物工程技术、新材料研究等都取得了重大进展，极大地提高了人类对自然和社会的认识能力。 人类正在经历一场全球性的科学技术革命。现在，世界科技发展又出现了一些重大的新的方向。物质科学的研究重点转向极端条件下的物性和相互作用，为创造新材料、新能源和清洁高效的工艺提供了新的基础知识。以分子生物学为核心的生物工程技术酝酿着新的重大突破，为农业、医药和人类健康开辟了全新的前景。信息技术向最广泛的应用领域进军，同科技、经济和文化相结合，形成了新的产业。认知科学、心理学和行为科学的进展，为科技教育和经济社会发展带来了新的推动。宇宙科学大大深化了人们对宇宙起源和演化的认识，为了解物质结构和相互作用提供了新的统一图景。地球科学愈来愈趋向综合化，为人类探索、保护和合理利用资源和生态环境增加了新的能力。科学技术发展的交叉性、前沿性、多样性，科技知识空前快速的生产、传播和转化，推动了经济社会的巨大进步，使人类文明显示出光明灿烂的前程。新的科技革命给各国人民带来了难得的发展机遇，也带来了严峻挑战。一个国家，一个民族，如果不仅仅跟上科技进步的时代潮流，不结合本国发展的实际努力，提高科学技术水平，就会落后，就会陷入极为被动的境地。中国是世界文明的发源地之一，中国的教育和科学都有过辉煌的历史。以著名的四大发明，造纸术、火药、印刷术、指南针为标志的中国古代科学技术，曾经极大地影响人类文明发展的进程，深刻地改变了世界文明的面貌。在21世纪里，我们将实现科学和教育的腾飞，使中国的现代化建设始终沿着依靠科技进步和提高劳动者素质的轨道不断前进。中国十分重视加强同国际科技界、教育界的交流与合作，积极学习和借鉴世界各国发展科学教育事业的有益经验。中国同俄罗斯的科技交流与合作正在顺利发展，这是令人高兴的。西伯利亚科学中心同中国的很多科研院所建立了友好合作关系，新西伯利亚核物理所、催化所等同中国的有关单位开展了卓有成效的合作。俄罗斯的科技实力雄厚，发展潜力巨大，中国的科技实力也在日益增强，科技市场十分广阔，中俄两国的科技合作有着远大的前景。我衷心希望两国科研部门建立更多的联系，取得更大的合作成果，造福于两国人民，造福于世界人民。朋友们，中国人民和俄罗斯人民都是勤劳智慧、富有创新精神的伟大人民，我们两国都有重视教育和科学的优良传统。我相信在未来的世纪里，我们两国人民一定会为世界科技的发展做出更大的贡献。衷心祝愿在座的各位科学家、各位朋友，在科学研究这一崇高事业中取得新的成就。祝愿你们 身体健康，生活幸福。谢谢大家。
Passage 2. Bill Gates' speech at Tsinghua University, 2007.
The Way Ahead, Innovating Together in China.
Honorable President Gu, faculty and students of Tsinghua University, I'm very honored to be here receiving this degree from Tsinghua, which is one of the top universities in the world. Throughout your 96 years, you've not only produced outstanding scientists, but also industry and government leaders. When I visited here in 1997, 10 years ago, I was very impressed by the talent, the enthusiasm, and the creativity of the students that I met at Tsinghua. And that inspired me to support Microsoft in creating a research lab here in Beijing. That research lab has gone on to incredible success, led by Harry Shum and top university graduates from this school and others. It's made huge contributions to Microsoft. In fact, if you look at various conferences getting together to discuss state-of-the-art issues, the researchers from this lab are making huge contributions. Or if you look at the products, even the most recent Windows Vista or Office 2007, we have substantial innovations in those products. This is an incredible time to be a student at this university. The frontiers of science, including computer science, have never been nearer. The opportunity to improve people's lives in every way has never been stronger. We've really just scratched the surface of the digital revolution. Yes, we have about a billion personal computers that are connected up to the internet. And we're already starting to transform the way people think of studying information and sharing information. But there's so much more that we can do. For example, when we think about TV, today it's just a passive, non-interactive situation. But that's in the process of changing. Changing so that you can get any show that you want on the internet. Changing so that it will be interactive, so you can learn as you go along. Changing so that the flexibility even to talk and collaborate with others will be part of that experience. If you think about product design, products that are going to be designed digitally, I spent several hours yesterday at the Agricultural Rice Institute talking with the experts there about how they're using software technology to sequence different rice varieties, and their optimism that they can come up with new varieties that will require less fertilizer, less water, and yet increase the yield. And it's advances like that that really reach out and change life, not just of those of us who work in technology, but people everywhere. In terms of learning, by creating what we call a student tablet that will be very inexpensive and the size of the tablet, but wirelessly connected to the internet and able to record your voice or recognize your ink handwriting, we'll be able to eliminate textbooks and yet provide learning experiences that are far more effective. In fact, being able to put all of the world's knowledge onto the internet in a very attractive form. Teachers will be able to see the world's best lectures. They'll be able to see the best material and for the first time start to share with each other. And so for anyone who wants to learn or who wants to teach, it will be a very, very different world. It's also an amazing time for this country. What's going on in China and the growth of its economy with the incredible contributions, not just within the country, but to the global economy as well. For Microsoft, we have a commitment to work with our partners here and make them successful, to make sure that there are literally hundreds of software startups that not only sell to the market here, but sell to the entire world. We also want to make sure that the digital advances are available to all citizens. And so whether it's displaced workers or migrants or people who have disabilities, for example, blind people trying to use the computer, there's very special programs that we can put together to make sure that software really isn't just for the few, but it really is about empowering everyone. A good example of that is the 170 Hope Cyber Schools, where we provided lots of training. This commitment to think long-term and this commitment to the future is something that the Chinese government and this university and Microsoft all share. And so the opportunity to work together on new curriculum, faculty exchange, these have strengthened all three of our institutions. In the last several years, over 2,000 students from 100 Asian universities have worked at our research center here. And we've awarded over 200 fellowships. So it's really become a mixing ground for the most talented people in the region. And of course, the university that's had the largest representation has been Tsinghua. Many of our researchers are teaching courses, including the course here called Hot Topics in Computing Research, that is a very novel type of course, and I think will be a model for many other universities as well. Today I get a chance to announce a new program between Microsoft and Tsinghua, which is the Microsoft Distinguished Visiting Professorship at Tsinghua. And under this program, our research group will support a world-renowned computer scientist every year to visit the university at Professor Yao's Institute for Theoretical Computer Science. And the first recipient of this very impressive recipient is Professor Franz Kaushuk from MIT. And so I hope you get a sense of my optimism. Optimism about what software can do and the interesting breakthroughs we can all make. Opportunities to use that. Use it for making businesses more effective, making jobs more interesting, designing far better products than ever before. But also using it for the handicapped, for education, for outreach. So that any student who has an opportunity to connect up to the internet will have the same type of opportunities as the most privileged students. It's fantastic for me to be here. You may realize that I'm actually getting an honorary degree from Tsinghua before I get an honorary degree from Harvard. Just less than 2 months. I'll be at Harvard and get my first degree from the school that I spent several years at. So these are amazing times. And, you know, I think the intersection of what's going on in China, what's going on with companies like Microsoft to take this long-term approach, and the great academic tradition exemplified by the excellence of this university, I think we can all have a very high expectation, and certainly we're committed to working with all of you to realize that potential. Thank you.